Denver named J.K. Dobbins the lead back on the team that just went 14-3, and drafts are paying pick 98 for it. 93 players have walked into a season the way he's walking into this one, and their median gave back 30%. The season first, 10 games, 772 rushing yards, 5 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns, 11 half PPR points a game, 25th among backs who played half the season. Then a Lisfranc ligament tear in November, per Pro Football Network, surgery, injured reserve, a practice window in the playoffs that never turned into a game. Denver rode its number one seed to the AFC title game without him. The usage was 2 downs by design, 11 catches on 14 targets all year, which in half PPR terms means the scoring lived and died with the groundwork. The career is the same sentence with different injuries. This is year 7, and he has never once played a full season. 15 games as a rookie is still the high watermark. When he plays, he produces 10.5 to 13.5 half PPR points a game in every season he's played at least 10 games. The 2024 version in Los Angeles is the best case template, 13 games at 13.5 a game, and even that year cost him 4 games. Now the patterns, and they stack. Established players coming off a season of 10 or fewer games, 93 of them in our 10 years of data, returned a median 70% of their prior scoring rate the next year. Only 1 in 3 got back to 85%. That number is stable across eras, 68% in the first half of the decade, 73% in the second, and running backs in career year 5 or beyond fade about 1 point per game. N of 71, our weakest pattern, directional only, but it points the same way. 70% of 11 points is 7.7, 30-something RB territory below this price.
Muffed!
The situation is why the market pays anyway. Denver re-signed him in March. 2 years, $16 million, 8 guaranteed, per the team and SI. And in mid-June, NFL.com ran the story under a headline that called him the number one back with no caveats. His own words per the Denver Post in mid-June, last year wasn't a fluke, and quote, there won't be any injuries. Behind him, RJ Harvey is rehabbing a torn labrum from the title game and hasn't taken team drills per the Denver Post, and the club drafted Jonah Coleman in the 4th round. Jaleel McLaughlin and Tyler Beatty round out the room, per Pro Football Network. New wrinkle, Sean Payton handed play calling to Davis Webb this year, per NFL.com. The first time Payton hasn't called his own offense in 2 decades.
So the price, RB34 at pick 98, is paying for the 10-game version to stretch across 17.
In 12-team terms, that's a flex with upside slot. It assumes the availability, which is the one thing the record never shows. Our verdict, lean over price. History leans, it doesn't shout because the role is real, guaranteed money, a public RB1 anointment, and the main competition in a sling. If he's the 1-3, this price is a bargain. The base rate says he probably isn't, and half PPR scoring is exactly where a 2-down back with 11 catches has the least cushion.
Watches August.
Whether Denver manages his practice load like a player they're preserving, and what week Harvey is cleared, Lisfranc recoveries are about cutting, not straight line speed. August practice tape says more than any July quote. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.